Well, if we're holding the Bible up as being a book of revelation from God, we have to expect that there is not a single error within the Bible. But let me just read some things to you. For example, the Bible tells us what Jesus wore, what he drank, and what he said, right? Yes and no. Some people say one thing, others say another. For example, in Matthew 27:28, the Roman soldiers dressed Jesus in a scarlet robe. However, in John 19:2, it says that the robe was purple. Matthew 27:34 says the Romans gave Jesus sour wine mixed with gall. In Matthew 15:23, it was mixed with myrrh. Matthew 15:25, Jesus was crucified before the third hour. John 19:14-15 says about the sixth hour. Luke 23:46 says Jesus' last words were, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Beautiful words. Only problem is, in John 19:30, it records Jesus' last words as, "It is finished." Now, I'll tell you just kind of a whimsical story here. Mm-hmm. I picked up a book a little while ago called Famous Last Words.
Yes.
Right? And it recorded people's famous last words throughout history. One of the funniest ones, the one I liked the most, was this general at Battle of Spotsylvania during the Civil War. Okay, one of his aides was telling him not to be lifting his head up over a parapet because it was not cautious, it was dangerous. Mm-hmm. His famous last words were, "Ah, they couldn't hit an elephant at this dist." And that was the end. They couldn't hit an elephant at this dist. He couldn't even finish his sentence. He got killed.
Yeah.
Famous last words. What's my point? My point is that followers of famous people hang onto their words, all right? And when a person is dying, they hang on to their words even more closely, because everybody is looking to quote your famous last words, you know? They're looking for the answer, like that famous question, "What's the answer?" And the dying person said, "What's the question?" But the point is, they got the quote right. And here in the Bible, we have two Gospels written by people we don't know, but let's say we trust them. They both say different things. One says the last words were, Jesus' last words were, "It is finished." The other, "Into your hands I commend my spirit." So we have to ask ourselves, is this something that we would trust? Now, you know, when we're talking about the atonement, mm-hmm. what does this all come down to? It all comes down to the crucifixion, right?
Yeah.
The question of, did Jesus die for our sins? Well, let's take that a step further. Did Jesus die at all? If we look at the biblical accounts of what happened before and after the alleged crucifixion, we have to remember, in the Garden of Gethsemane, according to the Bible, all of the disciples deserted Jesus and fled. Now, if all of the disciples deserted him and fled, who is there at his trial? Who is there at his persecution? Who is there at his crucifixion? We don't know. We don't know who is there. We don't know who he wrote about it. We don't know the authority of what we have in our hands. What we do know is this. Following the alleged crucifixion, who went to the tomb? According to Matthew, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. According to Mark, Mary Magdalene. According to Luke, the women who had come with him from Galilee. According to John, Mary Magdalene. Why did they go to the tomb? Matthew, to see the tomb. Mark, they brought spices. Luke, they brought spices. John, no reason. Was there an earthquake? Matthew, yes. Mark, Luke, John, no mention. Did an angel descend? Matthew, yes. Mark, Luke, John, no mention. Wait a minute, I have a problem. We're talking about an earthquake and an angel descending. We're not talking about something as simple as Jesus riding the donkey. All of the Gospels agree. Jesus rode the donkey, which is pretty high on the who cares list. Mm-hmm. Who cares if he rode the donkey? But they all agree he rode the donkey. But we have three Gospels who fail to mention an angel descending and an earthquake. I mean, can you imagine three newspapers recording a historical event And one of them mentions an angel, one of them mentions an earthquake, and three don't. I'm only pointing out that we have a reason to have suspicion about the account. Who rolled back the stone? Matthew, the angel. Mark, Luke, and John, unknown. Who is at the tomb? Matthew, an angel. Mark, a young man. Luke, two men. John, two angels. Where were they? Matthew, the angel was sitting at the stone, outside the tomb. Mark, the young man was in the tomb, sitting on the right side. Luke, the two men were inside the tomb, standing beside them. And John, the two angels were, quote, sitting, one at the head, the other at the foot, where the body of Jesus had lain. By whom and where was Jesus first seen when he was allegedly resurrected? Matthew, Mary Magdalene, and the other Mary on the road to tell his disciples. Mark, Mary Magdalene only. Luke, two of the disciples. John, Mary Magdalene outside the tomb. Different people, different places, different times, and we're told to believe it. So my point is that we have to begin by questioning the scriptural authority to begin with. If there were four stories that we knew who they were written by, and they all backed each other up, detail for detail, we would have a foundation upon which we could trust this. But we have four Gospels, anonymously written, conflicting with one another on huge details, and we're asked to believe it.